Hey, freedom seekers, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and joining me today is Drewby Wilson, who's the founder of callthedamnleads.com. He's a sales system architect, but really what we're going to dig into today, my friend, is how to build a business that's enjoyable and sustainable. Because let's face it, I mean, being an entrepreneur is one of the hardest hills to climb. And there is a way to go about this. One of the things that I enjoy about Drewby, who we've already talked about this, is the power of systems. And he's got a really interesting insight to a system that'll help you really manage your time. So stick around. First, Drewby, please introduce yourself. Welcome to the show.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, Lindsay, thank you so much for having me. Thank you to the listener for pouring a little bit of your most valuable asset, your time, into hanging out, listening to me flap my gums today. If you don't know who I am Drewby, the self-proclaimed Meme Lord Wilson. So if you can't see it on camera, I did tattoo Meme Lord across my knuckles, partly because I'm an idiot, partly because I'm just a very unique person and I love being me. And one of the things I know about sales in particular, which is the world that I come from, it doesn't matter what background, what personality type, where you come from, you can make an amazing life in sales. And so that's to me what I've kind of accomplished over the years. You know, we could go way, way back and I could tell you all about my childhood and all the things, but I'll save you that story, tell you to go pick it up in my first book, Crushing the Day. And we'll fast forward to why we're here, which is kind of building the freedom lifestyle and building a business that allows you that. So I was in a corporate career for about 5 years. I worked at a tech startup there in Texas, built a multi eight-figure business with the company that I was a part of, multi six-figure salary, all the things, and then got to a point where I realized that while that was cool, it really wasn't the life that I wanted to be living. I wanted to be doing more traveling. I wanted to spend time with my family. I wanted to see what this beautiful nation has in store for us beyond the 50-mile radius that most of us ever explore. And so in 2023, my wife and I, we bought a camper trailer and we started traveling around Texas and kind of got a feel for it and caught the bug. And by the end of 2023, things in the corporation had changed. We had made the decision that we love camping so much, we thought maybe we could do it full time. And so we made the crazy decision. I walked away from the multi six-figure salary. We sold the house that we had just bought 2 years prior in Texas and threw all to the wind, started Call the Damn Leads as a real business, not just a silly e-commerce idea that I had. Bought the trailer and really just went for it. And one of the things that I've learned, as you mentioned, as long as I have a system, a process, and a daily routine, it doesn't really matter where I'm at or what I'm doing. I can create a life of success in my perspective, because success is very much a perspective and everyone's is going to be a little bit different. But what I hope we can share with you today is a way to help you bring your version of it to life using some of the strategies that we get to share.
Well, I love that. And I think one of the most powerful parts of this conversation is I understand this. I mean, you and I, we've probably both been there. You know, when you have a vision for a business, your mindset starts out kind of like, well, first I'm going to pour all my energy into this baby and I'm going to build it, and then one day I'll get this time freedom. What I love about your approach though is you can build it and experience a little time freedom at the same time, which interestingly enough, I mean, when we moved here to North Idaho, so we had the same vision. We wanted to camp. We loved camping, except we had four kids already. So I was like, I don't really see us living in an RV. I would go crazy. But a log cabin in the woods, yeah, I'm down. So we moved here to North Idaho, right? And I took a year off. And now at this point, I didn't have my business, but I had been working in corporate America, and I was just like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom and be a Susie homemaker, and this is going to be my new life here, homesteading. I was miserable. I had no purpose. I got severely depressed. And I realized, like, you know what? I like working, but I also don't like only working, right? So I just know so many people resonate with that experience. And so I'm really excited to hear, like, when did it dawn on you, like, how to put together a different approach to building this business that you the Call the Damn Leads business? You said I wanted it to be a real business. When you were in that frame and you were getting started, did you ever think, I gotta pour all my heart and soul into this first? Or did you just immediately know, I wanna structure my time differently?
All right, so to get to where I was at when I realized that I was willing to make the choice to go all in and build Call the Damn Leads as a business, There was a big run up to that, and it's kind of how my whole entrepreneurial journey even started, to be honest. So I'll kind of flash back with you guys a little bit, and I'll again, for the sake of time, if you want the whole story, go pick up my books on Amazon or, listen to the podcast. I share a lot more, but like essentially, I grew up in the streets selling anything and everything I could. I was a degenerate kid. I'm covered in tattoos. I mean, I was, for all intents and purposes, I should have ended up dead or in jail. And I got lucky, met a beautiful girl. Realized I didn't want to end up dead or in prison. Got a job in sales. First, I worked in retail for a little while, got let go, ended up going to insurance. I had an in-law that was like, "Hey, man, I know you're a hustler. You got the drive. If you don't want to be doing that stuff on the side anymore, I got an opportunity for you. Come work with me." And I'm like, "All right, cool, I'm in." 23 years old, don't know anything about insurance, still on my parents' plan, but then like I'm going for it, right? So I'm like, I'm gonna go all in and figure this out because I'm a barely graduated, degenerate drug dealer that needs to get his life together. So I get into sales, I start cold calling, and I'm just like hammering, hammering, hammering. 4 or 5 years in, I'm one of the top producers in my market. I'm crushing it for, all the awards and everything that we're supposed to be getting. And yet the owner would come in and be like, "Man, these guys over here are doing more than us, and these guys are doing more than us." And so I always kind of had this like never good enough feeling in my mind. And so I started asking, like, "Well, shit, man, I'm only making like 3 grand a month or 4 grand a month," which respectfully, I'm not a drug dealer and I don't have to do the things I used to do anymore. So, like, I'm not that mad, but also I think there's more out there for me. And so I kind of found podcasts and online stuff like this where you start hearing from people that are like, "Hey, you are worth more. You deserve more. There's more out there. Here's how you go get it." And I learned, well, as a sales guy, if I can just generate my own leads, I can make more sales. And so I was like, "Well, that's it, right? If I just learn marketing, I'll get more leads, I'll make more sales, I'll make more money, all of my problems will be solved." So I did. I learned marketing, started a marketing company, got a bunch of marketing clients because all the agents were like, "Hey, man, you're making more money now. What are you doing? And is it legal?" Like, "I learned marketing. I'll show you guys." And they're like, "I don't want to learn any of that. But if I pay you, how much for you to set it up for me?" And so Lindsay, I go from making 4 grand a month, working 50, 60 hours a week, to making $10,000 in a weekend, spending 4 hours building Facebook ads. And I'm like, "I'm in the wrong business. What am I doing with my life?" So I start a marketing company on the side, because why wouldn't I, right? Every entrepreneur's dream, like start a company, get rich. Until I had 20 or 30 clients on the roster, and I'm constantly dealing with the, "Oh, these leads suck, and I don't know if this is working," and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about, because like, here's a case study of what I did and got this result. And while I don't expect you to get exactly that, we got to figure this out." So one client in particular calls me, asks for a refund. It's literally the mortgage payment that I just made the day before. So I don't even have it to refund him to him, but I'm just like, "What is going on?" I call his leads, set 6 appointments, get a signed contract. I call him back and I'm like, "Dude, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to call the damn leads." And
Dude,
he's
that's so brilliant. I gotta just give you
like,
mad props right there because I sort of did the same thing. Like I started an agency too. Not, I didn't do ads. I did a bit, little bit different thing, but it's
sure.
the same concept. Like you get into that and you're just like, everybody is just like, make it rain in my life and my business. And you, they have all this pressure and expectation on you, but they're not willing to take your advice to change your their landing page or to look through all the things. I mean, but yet they're handing you chicken poop and you got to make it chicken soup. And it's kind of like, wait, what? So the fact that you just dug in and called them, I think that is brilliant. Oh
Thank
my
you.
gosh, I love that. Go ahead, keep going. I just think
No,
that's
I
great.
appreciate that interruption because I will receive that compliment. It is one of those things that I know is definitely like a God-defining moment in my life in terms of all of this had to happen for a reason. And so I tell the guy, "Hey, call the damn leads. I don't know what to tell you, man." And I go to my buddies who are also online marketers because, we're all in this big funny online clique together and we all talk about the misery of online marketing and what it is. And I'm like, "I'm going to just put call the damn leads on a t-shirt someday. And it's going to be brilliant and I'm going to be rich." And they're like, "Ha ha, that's silly, but it also makes sense." And we're all chuckling. But at the time, I was going through a business course and learning about business assets and trademarks and copyrights were all a part of the discussion. And one of the guys that I was mentoring with is like, "Yeah, man, I've got these three things on my wall. These are the IP for our business. So when someone buys me someday, like this is what they're buying." And I was like, "Oh, that's kind of brilliant." So I call an attorney and I'm like, "Hey, I have this idea. I want to trademark call the damn leads. Can I do that?" And he's like, "Absolutely, you can do that for $2,000. I'll get you taken care of." And I'm like, okay, something's telling me to do this. So I trademarked it. And within, I swear to God, 2 to 3 weeks, I get a call from my mentor and he's like, "Hey man, I think you're in the wrong business. I want you to come on board with me, help me do some things. We're going to change a lot of lives together with this tech software that I'm starting. And you're using it, you're a power user, like you'll be a great fit." I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe. And he's like, "I'm going to pay you X amount of money every month," which was the same amount of money that I was making at the insurance agency, but doing something way, way more exciting and fun. And I'm like, wait a second, am I going to literally upend my whole life right now and go, from a position that I've been at for 5 years that was provided to me by an in-law, someone who's taken great care of me and been like a huge person in my life? Am I going to really do this thing in Texas? I was like, this is kind of a scary moment, right? A married kid, like house, all the things. And what I realized was that in that moment, my time was the most valuable thing that I had. And I said to myself, listen, give yourself 90 days. If in the next 90 days you're not making at least $10,000 a month consistently, you tuck your tail and you go back and you apologize and you sit at that desk and wear khakis and make cold calls for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And Lindsay, within 45 days, I'd made like $50,000. And I was like, I'm never going back. And that was awesome. And I went to the tech startup and I made over $15 million in sales for them over 5 years with an average transaction size of $5,000. So I have sold a lot of stuff to a lot of people. And we got to a point where I started asking myself once again, is what I'm doing really making the impact that I want in my life? And so the time strategy around this all came back to as I was working in the entrepreneurial world and doing $15 million in sales and writing books and podcasts and traveling, almost blew up my relationship. Almost lost my family. My wife handed me her wedding ring back on Christmas Eve in 2019 and said, "Hey man, you need to make a choice. You're either married to me or you're married to this business. You don't get both." And I was like, I don't understand because you're retired now, basically. You don't have to work. You stay at home. You have everything that we've talked about. I'm making more money than ever. Like, I'm building this future. I've got all these things in mind. And Lindsay, what I realized though, and I think for a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners, this is kind of where that pivotal moment comes in. I would be at home in the morning thinking about all the stuff I needed to get done at the office when I got there. And then when I finally got to the office, I'd start thinking about all the stuff that I was dealing with at home and the frustrations and the struggles. And then it would affect my work output. And then I'd leave the office and come home and then immediately start thinking about all the stuff I didn't do at the office that day. And so I was just living in this constant state of chaos. And what I didn't realize is that the life that I was building, this future, this legacy, this dream, they weren't there. I was there, but they weren't.
It's
And
like
so,
a
even
someday
though,
dream. It's like someday, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
we put all this energy. I know exactly what you're saying, and I did the same thing in the car business. Like, I was in the car, and I mean, I was in the car business, and I was dealing with whatever was there. But I'd come home and I'd talk about work. Like what? Because there was nothing else in my life to talk about. Like, I wasn't a part of my kids' lives, so I couldn't talk about that. I wasn't doing anything with my husband because I was too busy working all the time. And then when I did come home, it was like laundry, clean house, go get groceries. It was the weekend was filled with more work. There was no
Domestic
time for
stuff.
play or joy or just casualness. And even if there was, I couldn't chill because my brain was just constantly like activation mode, right? Like this chaos, like you're talking about. So I totally get it, and I know that's speaking to the audience because that is literally, I love this conversation. It's the through line of why we're all chasing this esoterical dream, right? Like we've got this, I call it a dream on the shelf. Like we're the mouse in the bucket of milk, and we're churning with our little tiny legs, hoping to one day make the cheese, right? So I love this. This is exactly like you're describing perfectly where everybody's feeling right now. So then what did you do to make that shift? This is a great story. I'm so digging
Thank
it.
you. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's one that's definitely fun to share now, but to live through it was kind of hellacious. So those of you who are living in it right now, trust the process. It is one of the most difficult things you're going to do, but just trust the process. And so for me, I get this, overwhelming sense of like, I don't understand. I'm doing all of these things, like based on all the boxes that I'm checking, life should be like perfect. And what I kind of started realizing and going back to was a conversation that I had had early on before I made the jump into entrepreneurship, is when I first started learning marketing, some lady that was in a Facebook group, Nancy, that saw me communicating and asking questions in this group, saw me get a shout out from the owner at one point and was like, "Hey man, you're using this software that I'm using. I see that you're good at it because the owner of the software just gave you a shout out. How much for an hour of your time to hop on a call and help me with this?" And Lindsay, this was one of the most humbling conversations I've ever had in my life when I sit and I really think about it, because I was still selling insurance at the time, but I'm also doing this like part-time marketing thing and kind of trying to figure out my world. And I'm like, how much for an hour of my time? And I start doing the math, right? So I'm like, okay, well, it was like 550 salary every 2 weeks and then commissions. And so I'm like running through these numbers. I'm like, well, I work 40 hours, but if I worked overtime, I'd get time and a half. But if it was a holiday, you get double time. And so I'm like, but it's a weekend. And I'm like, all right, well, if I make this, and I was like $25 an hour, I was like, all right, $50. And you got to remember, like, she asked me this question, and I'm 3 minutes into this mental calculation, and she's just on the other side of the line waiting, like, are you there? And I'm like, yeah, $50. Like, $50 will be fine. And she's kind of chuckles in one of those like, you idiot kind of things. And she's like, well, I was going to pay you 75. And I thought, well, yeah, 75 sounds great. If you don't mind, like, that would be awesome. And I'll make sure it's worth it. Like, don't worry, I'll take care. And she's like, yeah, okay, cool, no problem. And she was probably expecting me to say like 7,500 or some
Right.
crazy
I would
number,
have
right?
figured like 500 or something.
Yeah. And like, I don't know what I don't know yet. And
Right.
that's a good reminder for you guys. You don't know what you don't know until you know, and then you have to make a decision about it. So here's the math I want you guys to start doing in your head, and then we can really dive into the 4-6s strategy, which is like how I structure my day for success. But you have to know this before you can do that. And so here's the process I take all my clients through when I speak on stage and give this presentation at keynote events. Like, I go into this detail. The average salary, the average median household income in America right now at the last check was about $70,000, which seems extremely high, knowing that the poverty level is like 25 or 30,000, and there's a lot of people living in the poverty level. But like, for all intents and purposes, average income is $70,000 a year. Where you compare on that, I don't know, but you're here listening to this right now, which tells me you're not average, because you're going above and beyond to improve your skill set and to develop and to learn. So you're definitely not average. Let's just start with that. But let's add up all the money that you made last year. Your main job, if you're still main, W-2, maybe you got a side hustle. Maybe you're into selling pictures of your feet on the internet at night or something. Like, I'm not judging, I'm just saying. Time, energy, and effort that are going into these things to generate revenue, we got to add all that up, because time, energy, and effort are the real finite resources that we have. So, the quick math, just to be simple, let's say you make $100,000 a year. An average person, and I'm using air quotes for those of you who aren't watching, an average person works 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, and takes a 2-week vacation. So the math on that is 2,000 hours that you work in a given year for an average person. So if you divide 100,000 by 2,000, you know what you get, Lindsay?
200.
$50 an hour. No, $50 an hour.
Oh, 50? Oh, I like
$50 an hour.
200 better.
So I do too, but you know what? Here's the thing. What's interesting is when I was making 30,000, the first number that came to mind was, how do I get to six figures? Because every sales professional's first major goal is making six figures a year. And that was the number that came to mind. But here's what's really scary. If I were to put on a black hood and carry one of those weird scythe looking things and knock on your door, Lindsay, and say, "Hey, guess what? My name is Death. You officially have 24 hours left to live. Here is X amount of dollars, which is the number that you just quantified as your value based on how much time, energy, and effort you put into earning an income last year." And so maybe that number's 50, maybe it's 200. I don't know what it is. But the question you have to ask yourself is, knowing that you only have 24 hours left to live, Are you still giving up an hour for that dollar amount?
Nope. Instant nope.
Absolutely not.
Right?
Because you recognize
Yeah.
my time is worth so much more than that. Now, the caveat is there is a number at which point you would go, for that much money, knowing what it could do for the people that I care about and love, I'm willing to do whatever you need, sir. Because that is why I'm doing this, because there is a tool and a resource with money that we're using to create the atmosphere and the reality that we live in. And so we all recognize that our time does have a value. And the difficult thing is deciding if I want more money, am I going to work twice as much? Or am I going to improve my skill set so that my value in the marketplace increases? And I'm confident enough to go out and determine that's what I'm going to get when I build my business.
Yep.
And I think that
What a
is one of the
powerful. Yeah.
trickiest parts.
No, I think that I'm so glad you stopped there to make that point, because every single human is dealing with that. Even honestly, this morning in my I do my morning prayers, I read the Bible, I talk to God, and I believe that like we live in a universe where anything is possible. And I'm thinking, if I know that and I live in a universe where anything is possible, I've seen miracles. We've all seen miracles. We know it can happen, right? But then we get to this point where we're like, but will it happen for me? And why not? And so I was challenging myself to like big picture, like what is an unreasonable goal? Like if I was to live bigger, what would it be like? And the whole time as I was meditating on this, I suppose you could say, I felt this inner like block that was like, that wouldn't happen for me. Right. And I was aware of it. And I prayed, I said, God, take this out of me. Like, I want to know my worth. And then here we are having this conversation. Like, this is so powerful because I literally was like, I want you to change my mind and show me my worth. Like subconscious reprogramming, bloop, you know, whatever you go to do, make it happen.
Just get
And
in there and twist the screws, God. Whatever is up,
yeah,
man.
like just
Just
I
tighten
know
me up,
you
boss.
can. You're in my head. Just do something good. but that was kind of like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, how can I do that? And what you're saying makes so much sense, that paradigm shift of like, yeah, the value of your time drastically changes when it becomes finite and you're becoming aware of the finiteness of it. And you know, it just makes you rethink things. I love that. Like, what number do I need to have for this to make sense for me? But I agree with you that awareness, like I'm telling this to the audience, you know, do some journaling on that, because what he's going to tell you next won't work in your life if you don't have this peace in your beingness, right? You've got to like experientially understand this, not just in your mind. So you've got some work to do, audience. So do I, right?
We all do.
We
We all do. And
all do.
that's why I love sharing this, because I can sit here and share that story with you guys and know that, you know, what an impact it's made in my life, and also recognize that even today, much like you, in prayer, in my moment this morning, I'm asking myself, like, God, what do I need to do to prove to myself that I'm worthy of this next level? Because I know you've already got it there for me. I just have to get in alignment so that I can make it my reality. And it comes back to time, energy, and effort being those finite resources. If we recognize that nobody knows how much time we're going to be blessed with on this earth, you only have so much energy that you can put into any given project or moment throughout the day. And you can't go back in time and put more effort into the things that you didn't put effort into at the time you did them. And so once you have that recognition, it's kind of scary and it's difficult, because now it's the onus is on you. And because humans are so hypercritical of ourselves, it's really easy to just go down that rabbit hole and just not do anything. And so what I learned along the way for me personally, because I've had a great professional journey, obviously it's still going, there's lots more for me to accomplish there. But at the same time, my personal journey, I'm very, very proud of, because you wouldn't know it looking at me now. But if you go back in time, at one point I was over 315 pounds. Now I'm 6'2", so I'm already a big guy, but at 315, I was real big. You know, I've put myself in situations where I've almost lost my wife and my family multiple times through being very selfish and making decisions that were just focused on me and the future that I wanted, not necessarily taking into consideration all the things around me. And so along the way, one conversation really helped kind of put this perspective on me in terms of time. You know, my wife handing me her wedding ring back and saying, "Listen, you have to make this decision." And what I kind of recognize is that what almost all of us entrepreneurs, business owners, sales professionals, whatever label you put on yourself, whatever cap you're wearing that day, we're all trying to build something that matters. And we all really care about the thing that we're doing, and we're trying to do it because we love our family and we want them to be successful. Or we have some sort of, maybe family's not your thing. Maybe you have a passion or a purpose that you want to pour into, whatever it is. What I recognize is that if there's only a certain number of things in life that matter, like what if I just really focused on those things and just cut out all the noise? And so I started asking myself, like, all right, well, what's really important? Well, sleep and recovery is number one. I'll be 39 years old here in a couple of months. Like, I've beaten myself up. I was a degenerate as a kid. I know what it means to stay up for days on end. And ultimately, if I don't get my beauty rest, listen, no one's going to have a good day. Just being honest. Lindsay, I don't know about you, but like, I need my beauty rest, or I'm not going to look as good as you do when I show up on these shows. So like, I gotta have rest and recovery. That's number one.
Yep.
And then relationships and families, number two. My wife, my son, you know, the people in my life that I care about, that is by far why I'm working as absolutely stupidly hard as I do. And then I have my business because I don't have FU money yet. Like, I can't just do whatever I want whenever I want. I still gotta work and pay the bills. And like, you know, I'm not at that point where I'm completely passive income making my life. And to be fair, there's no real such thing as passive income, everybody. You gotta work for it. That said, what ends up happening, and I see this in a lot of people, this is why this is such a powerful statement and why I hope you guys are listening, is sales professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners, you notice that of those three things, you are now at the bottom of that list. You're putting yourself last and you're saying that you're selfless and that you're doing it for all these people. But the truth is, you're not taking care of you. Which means that while you're out there saying, "Hey, I'm the strongest I've ever been, and I'm gonna show up for you and do, I'm gonna work so hard, and you're never gonna see, I'm the best." No, you're not the best version of yourself. You're burnout, you're unhappy, you're dissatisfied, you're overweight, you're underweight, you're unhealthy, you're freaking miserable because you're doing all this stuff, but you're not taking care of you first. And if you've ever been on an airplane, what's the first thing they tell you in the safety briefing after put on your safety belt? Which is again a you thing. If an emergency happens, you put on your own oxygen mask first because you have to be able to take care of you if you want to take care of anyone else. And guess what happens if you don't put on your oxygen mask? You black out and you become a 250-pound dead weight for everyone else around you to carry and take care of. That's not what you're here to do. That is not your purpose on this planet. And so when you think about it, okay, Drewby, that's kind of a morose way to look at it, but there's four areas of life that matter: rest, family, business, you. There's 24 hours in a day. We all agree to that. There's no flat earthers. We don't have any weird conspiracy theorists on this podcast, I don't think. I checked some previous episodes. I didn't hear anything crazy, Lindsay, but like, you know, let's just all assume there's 24 hours in a day. So the math is you get 6 hours in each of those areas. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a physician. I don't have any degrees that tell you how to be a healthier human being. The only license I have is for my vehicle and to sell insurance products. That said, I can survive on 6 hours of sleep. Not everyone can, but I can get 6 really good hours of sleep and I can operate for the rest of the day. If you've ever spent 6 hours doing something that you really, really love doing, not only does it seem like you were there forever, it also goes by in a heartbeat. If you've ever spent 6 hours doing something that you absolutely hate, like climbing a treadmill or running, guess what? It sucks, but you can get pretty far. You ever go walk for 6 hours? Now you can go pretty dang far in a 6 hour time frame. So what if, crazy thought, everybody, but like, what if you just went into every day knowing that you have 24 hours that you need to break up into these four areas that matter the most. And then you build your calendar almost like a Tetris board. And you're like, cool, I got 6 hours to sleep. So I'm going to probably use that between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. And then from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., I'm going to read, pray, meditate, drink water, eat a healthy breakfast, and then I'm going to get a workout in. And then from 6 to 8, I'm going to have breakfast with my family. I'm going to get them started for their day. I'm going to make my sure my son gets on the bus safely. And then from 8 to 9, I'm going to work on some administrative stuff. I'm going to put my headphones in. I'm just going to boom. So that 10 o'clock comes around, I can start making calls because I call people all across the country, and I certainly don't want to call you before the TCPA compliance because I don't need to get sued over something stupid. So, like, what if you just structured your day for success? What if you stop doing all of the things that you know are not getting you closer to the result that you want, and you just started doing the things that would? Well, Lindsay, you know how we would have to start there? You'd have to actually do an audit and recognize and have clarity around the things that you're doing all day. So once you realize that you can structure it, what I really want you guys to do is go and do an audit for the next 7 days. In your phone, set an alarm every hour on the hour. Get serious and make notes. What did you do for the last hour? I woke up, I went poop, I read the Bible. Actually, hold on. I woke up, I went poop, I washed my hands, then I read the Bible. Then I
I'm
had
so glad to hear
breakfast.
that.
You know what I mean? Like, what? But like, this is the time because it
Yeah.
takes time to wash your
No, and
hands,
you're
right?
right, because
60
it's about the
seconds.
little things. Like, you got what your point is to track the little stuff and
Yes.
not. It's easy for us to go, okay, I ate, but eating, I tend to do that. I underestimate how much time it's going to take me to eat because I cook. Where we live is rural. So, I mean,
Sure.
we don't go to Costco. Like, we cook everything. And so it's like, I forget that it takes me a good 30 to 40 minutes to prepare to cook. And then I'm usually shoveling in the food 5 minutes before my next Zoom call, hoping that they're a few minutes late
Been
so I can
there.
finish, But like if I could just designate time and say, okay, this is my eating time, and it's actually okay to take a whole 45 minutes. Like, I think that's an important concept. And just to be mindful of all those little things so we don't underestimate. Actually, can I ask you a question on this note?
Yeah, please.
Boots on the ground, real putting this into action. I did the math. I'm thinking, okay, if you're going to work 6 hours, that's like 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 10 to 3 every day, let's say.
Sure.
Or 8 to 1 or whatever it ends up being. The point is, how do you manage, like, say somebody reaches out to you and's like, hey, I could get you on this podcast. It's at 3 o'clock, but I only can do it because some podcasters only do it after they get out of work or whatever. So do you just say no to the podcast or do you do it? Like, how do you, and it could be a podcast, it could be a chamber meeting, it could be like anything that comes up that's outside of your work's time and may or may not get you to your goal. Like, how do you address saying yes to things?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this question because creating boundaries for yourself is the key to being successful with this. And the willingness to miss out on certain things that you may feel called to, knowing that you have to make sacrifices in order to truly get where you want to be. And so the reason I say that is because, yes, 100%, there are times where for me, my schedule typically, like my day ends realistically around 4 o'clock. But sometimes people are like, hey man, I get out at 3:30, I got to pick my kids up from school, and like a 4 to a 5 is really the only time frame that I have. And so I have to go inside and I have to ask myself, is this individual someone that I trust enough to actually show up for that conversation? And if they show up for that conversation, is it potentially going to lead me to something of value? And what I think is important to understand, Lindsay, is that value is not always in a monetary financial meaning. Sometimes it's, hey, if I learn one thing from this individual and it allows me to go and crack the code and make an extra six figures in my business, it would probably behoove me to tell my wife or my son, hey, we need to push dinner back 45 minutes. I need to go and have this important conversation. It does not make our time together any less important. I'm still going to have to make up for that and adjust somewhere else. But I'm going to prioritize the idea that, hey, I trust this individual and I believe that this conversation does lead to growth in a specific purpose. And so that is where it does it's important to continuously audit yourself. So for me, I do this audit like every 90 days as part of my quarterly reset, just kind of like, all right, how did this quarter go? How did my time per hour value compare to the previous quarters? Because if it went down, then why? Where do I need to adjust? Because maybe I'm prioritizing certain tasks in my business that are not what I should be prioritizing, right? Maybe I went on a podcast run and I recorded 36 episodes in a month, which is great because it gets me stacked up on content, but maybe I should have only done 18 because I could have spent 18 hours on sales calls and I would have generated an extra X number of dollars from that time spent there. Will the podcast generate revenue? Yes, over time. But the return on that investment is exponentially longer than had I just gone and done 18 hours of sales calls. And so, to your point, Lindsay, yes, these things are going to come up. Life is going to life. It is always going to have a curveball for you here and there. The difference is someone who is very tactical in this process understands that all they have to do is just look at the calendar and go, move this block here, move this block here. Reach out to this person. They're going to be cool about a reschedule, so I don't have to worry about them. You just understand who, what, when, why, and where, and you can just start moving. It's like a Tetris game. You just go, okay, well, I can move this here, and I can do this here, and this can be made up because this is important, but it's not a priority until this day. So I've got time to make up for it. And that is how I live my life. If I could share my screen and show you guys, it's some people see it and they get freaked out because it's blocks and colors and it looks like chaos. But when I see it, all I see is freedom because I know exactly where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing when I get there. And if I want to do other things, guess what? I just put them on the calendar. Hey, on Friday, I want to take the afternoon off and go play golf. Guess what? I'm going to go play golf on Friday. I want to go camping for a Monday. No calls on Monday. See ya. That's the difference between someone who reacts to their life and someone who's proactive about building the life that they want.
I love it. This is so good. So what, tell me, what does your company do? So we, the listening audience are like, do I just call this guy because you're going to help me organize my time or make better value my time or what? What do you here
Yes.
to do in
So,
the world?
interestingly enough, Call the Damn Leads really is about sales systems and architecture in the terms of if you want to be successful, you need a system, a process, and a daily routine that you can follow that allows you to be operating 24/7. And so, the sales process that we work with is A, starting to help you get more organized and dialed in from a mental side and from a personal stand so that the sales systems that we build, the CRM, the follow-up cadences, the reminders for you to actually call these people and talk to them so that nothing falls through the cracks, it all works together in synchronicity. So you're calling me to help you build a better sales system for you and for your business because they both have to work in unison. Because I could build you the greatest sales system ever, but if you don't use it, it's like having a Ferrari in the garage with no keys.
And the same is true with paying money for leads. I mean, I say, you like to your point at the beginning, people want to go, and it is true. I mean, investing in leads is smart, especially if you're getting things cooking. But at the same time, if you're gonna get those floods of leads coming in and then you're not gonna do anything with them, or you haven't thought through what happens after they come in, then you're wasting your money. So it definitely makes sense to, have a process for that. And what we've talked a lot about processes on the show, guys. I know the people listening have heard me preach about processes, but the
They're
point
important.
is it helps because especially with sales. I mean, you clearly have spent a lot of time in sales. I've spent a lot of time in sales. It is such a mind game. Sales, a lot, almost everything is going on in your mind. Like you're pumping yourself up. What am I going to say? Oh, that sounded dumb. I shouldn't say it. I'll just blah, 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 all the things, but when you have a process, you just show up, you do the process, and it can be painful and uncomfortable, but you just do it anyway, and you get better at it. It's like weightlifting. It's no fun at the beginning, but like the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And because you have a process, it just gets to that point where you become really good at it. And so I know people hate sales, like that word, I hate sales. But at the end of the day, what you really hate is the emotional roller coaster you're putting yourself through before you get on the call. Because let's face it, you and I, listener, you and I both know that when you're talking to a human, like it could be at a networking function, You're really great at sales. You could talk about yourself all day and how you help people and find out about them and do all the things. But that idea of, oh, I have to pick up the phone, the 20-pound phone, like it's all going on up in your head. And that's why I would encourage you to reach out to Drewby, because if you can have that sales process, it will take all that pressure off and you'll see results.
Amen to that, sister. I appreciate the vouch. That's a good one. I'll take it.
Well, it's true. Awesome. So, what's the best place for them to connect with you? Like, what website do they go to connect?
Yeah, the best way to connect with me in this moment would be to take this episode and share it on whatever social media platform that you prefer, whether you hang out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, like wherever you hang out, go share this episode. If you spent some time, some energy and some effort to be here with us today and listen to me flap my gums for the last like 45 minutes, and you got anything out of this, share it on social and then tag at Call the Damn Leads. We're on every platform. We're very brand congruent. You can't miss us. Tag us. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking some time to listen to this episode. It means the world to me and Lindsay because our time is very valuable and we spend our time doing these because we want to help you. And we know ultimately that's the At some point, someone came into our life and poured some time into us. So we love to return that favor. And the biggest favor would just be sharing this with others who it could benefit. And then from there, if you want to check out my books or grab a hat, a t-shirt, or something that says Call the Damn Leads, because you need that little reminder, callthedamnleads.com, main websites everywhere. You can't miss us. We really just appreciate all the support because we know sales is the greatest job on earth. Doesn't matter where you come from, what background, what personality type, you can create an amazing life through sales. If you do the work and trust the process,
I love it. All right, guys, go check it out. And you have a podcast too.
sure do. Call the
So,
damn leads.
yep.